Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 5th of January, and I am recording at 10:03 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, so after all yesterday's drama, how did markets do in here today? Well, mixed, but that's probably a lot better than some people actually expected. Starting with the Asia-Pacific sector, those were mostly a bit lower, but take Japan's Nikkei down 0.4 of a percentage point. Partly that's because the yen is strong in here again today against the dollar at 119.06. Now China, which traded both higher and lower, but it ended a little lower for the Shanghai Composite Index, only down a quarter of a percentage point. And we had also small declines for the Hang Seng Index and the H-Shares Index out of Hong Kong. Elsewhere, the only plus signs, we had South Korea a little bit higher, also Malaysia up three quarters of a percentage point, Jakarta nearly as much, but the others were a little lower. But again, a much quieter day, that's the key point to emphasize in here this evening. And the European stock markets, which were really battered yesterday, saw modest technical recoveries here, not much, and Sweden missed out on any gain, closed down half a percentage point, but the others ranged, well, best was, looks like Italy up 1.2%, and gains ranging from three quarters of a percentage point to a quarter of a percentage point, which the German DAX index had seen. But many of these, or most of these, had been lower near the opening, so it wasn't too bad a performance here overall. Similarly, Wall Street pre-market was weaker and in the early trading, and then it swung in and out of profit for a little bit and closed with tiny gains. The Dow up just over 9 points, so that's less than a tenth of a percentage point. The S&P up a fifth of a percentage point, and the NASDAQ composite down a quarter of a percentage point, partly because Apple is still underperforming. And elsewhere, most of these commodity indices are a little bit lower. So a much quieter day overall, following that heavy selling that we actually saw yesterday. That's not surprising here overall, but we have very nervous conditions. Well, I say that some improvements, for instance, the VIX index dropped over a point to 19.34, so that's a calm down slightly. The U.S. 10-year bond was at 2.235%. That's barely changed on the day. But a nervous environment generally here, because frankly there are a lot of top formations which you can see in the emerging markets, a lot of bearish trends, certainly among the commodity producers overall. And Wall Street, well, that had fallen back quite sharply from the upper range, where upper ranges had been tested by the S&P and the NASDAQ recently. And I think people are obviously concerned about the tensions that are taking place in the Middle East. They're concerned about the China economy. That's nothing new, but it still persists here overall. And they're certainly nervous about the Middle East, increasing tension between Saudi Arabia and Iran. That's understandable. And they're wondering where the growth is going to be coming from. And also against that background, the U.S. dollar index has firmed again in here today. Now, it's trading at this moment, and it does trade here pretty much around the clock. It's trading at 99.377. Now, that is below the high of the day, 99.634. But clearly, it's within testing distance of the upper range in this important level, just above the 100 level for the dollar index. And my concerns about stock markets here is, I think, first, if we get the dollar index breaking decisively upwards, and I think it'll take intervention to keep it from doing just that. But if we do get it breaking up above that 100 level, that will, and extending those gains, that will certainly crimp corporate profits among the big multinational shares, many of which have done really exceptionally well. I'm thinking of the Amazon, Starbucks, Netflix, but also companies, Google. There are a number of these very big autonomies, multinational autonomies, that have really done quite well, and their profits will be crimped for sure, and that is a concern. And other concerns as well. We have sorry, just getting my screen back up here. A stronger dollar index would also put pressure on the emerging markets that had borrowed too much in U.S. dollars at a lower price. They've already got a problem there, but certainly lower corporate profits in the U.S., and corporate profits are already a little bit pricey given the rate of growth that we're actually seeing. That could certainly tip Wall Street downwards if it occurs into another 10% plus correction, even though we saw one only a short time ago, or at least back in August, as you will recall. Okay, so what else happened here today? The dollar index strength. Well, first among the Asian Pacific currencies, the Chinese renminbi had been quite weak yesterday. There was intervention in here today, and that helped it to steady a little bit. So it retraced about a third of that weakness that we saw yesterday. And the Indian rupee, which was also weak yesterday, but it did not weaken any further in here today. But if we look around, the euro is down to 1.0748. Sterling is down to 1.4673. Aussie dollar, not much change, 0.7163. But again, overall, the message is clear. It's a dollar strength against all the other currencies. And if you look at the emerging market currencies and the commodity-producing currencies, well, they show classically weak patterns overall, but the main story here is the dollar moving up against that group, and that does remain a concern of mine, as I've just explained. What else? Well, the CCI index, that's the continuous commodity index, that's a little weaker in here today. We had mixed picture in metals. Copper's slightly higher here today at 209 cents. Silver and gold, the fear factor here is causing them to be quietly steady. Silver is at 3.965. That's up 12 cents today. And gold bullion is up just slightly. It's at 10.77, up $1.80. The palladium is weaker by $9, down to 5.35. And the platinum, I think, is platinum's actually up $5 here today, 8.89. And but some of the commodities that had been doing quite well, agricultural commodities, that is, that had been doing quite well recently on some weather concerns, have encountered some real selling pressure, and that includes sugar, and also coffee. Now, last but not least, crude oil here was higher early in the trading and in the day's trading range. But as I look at the Brent contract, that's trading after hours here at 36.58. That's down 64 cents, so still very weak overall. And against a high earlier today, this morning, at 37.57. And the WTI is down 62 cents as I speak at 36.14, having been up at 37.10 this morning. So still very weak crude oil market. People are saying there's a consensus view, really, which I see in reports on Bloomberg and elsewhere, just saying that we've got an impasse here. We've got a lot of tension between Saudi Arabia and Iraq. We know that. And people are just feeling that with a lot of stored production available, that there's really no way we're going to be able to see a cutback in the supply, at least during the first half of this year. I can understand that argument. We can all understand that argument, but I'd be careful there, because this environment is full of surprises. And while the political situation is clearly fraught among oil traders, that sometimes that can work as a catalyst to push people together, because they realize that they've really got to do something here to try to steady the market. So all it would take is a little agreement to cut production back somewhat, and that may be most people feel that at the moment that that's unachievable, but it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when is it going to happen. So I would be careful, because if that did happen, you would get a lot of short covering, and that would push crude back up near the $60 level and above. Brent crude, I'm using this as the base. Well, they're both virtually the same price. And Brent and WTI against the 36.58 cents in here today. And that's pretty much it. Just to summarize, a very nervous environment here in stock markets. We're a little bit oversold in the short term, but we would need some pretty good rallies here to negate the bearish implications of some of these chart patterns. I will be away tomorrow only, so Owen will be doing the Wednesday audio. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.